On 27th of June 2009, Block 7 of the Lotus Riverside development in Shanghai toppled over, completely intact. The previous day, 270 feet of nearby riverbank had collapsed, and despite the works of efforts of workers to shore up the bank, locals felt a near earthquake as the building collapsed. It was in the process of being built, so it wasn't full of people. But it was discovered that the company responsible had been working illegally for 5 years in China, raising huge concerns over the building practices in China. In an earthquake the previous year in central China, over 7,000 schools collapsed. Foundations are key to the strength of a building. But it's foundations in the right sort of rock that make the difference, in firm ground. And this morning we're going to finish our Live It Out series, where we've been looking at Jesus' teaching and the Sermon on the Mount. And this morning we're going to look at trusting the good God. And you'll see where we go this morning. We're going to turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 29. And Jesus taught his disciples and the crowds gathered around what life in the kingdom of God, what the life of a Christian should be. And he finishes with this challenge. It says this, verse 24. Everyone, then, who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains fell when the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who does these words of mine, everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat against that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. And when Jesus had finished saying these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. Jesus clearly presents there are two options, there are two choices in how you live your life. Jesus presents this challenge with a memorable story. And the story is so memorable that some people remember the story but don't remember what the point is. Both of the people who build their houses both heard Jesus' teaching. Both heard, but it was how they responded to that teaching that made the difference. The wise man is the one who built his house upon the rock, whereas the foolish man chose to build his house upon the sand. Now, thinking about sand and rock, we may think, well, who would do something like that? But in the Middle East, in the hot summer months, when the sandy, muddy clay gets hard baked, you could take an axe to it and think, this is a good place to build my house. And Jesus holds up these two people, these two examples, as two possible responses to his teaching. In some churches, after the sermon, after the service, the pastor waits at the door and greets everyone and shakes their hand. And often you might hear, if you were a fly on the wall, you might hear a conversation like, that was a good sermon today, thank you very much. Now Jesus is saying, that is not what we're looking for. Jesus didn't want people to say, oh, well done, that was amazing teaching, thank you very much, I love your teaching. The question is, to do or not to do. Whether you do the teaching. So it's not about, oh, that was nice, it's actually, are you going to do it? I've never done this before, okay? But I am going to do it today. Tottenham Hotspur. Okay, I'm a Tottenham Hotspur fan and an incredible stadium. But their catchphrase, now on the old shirts, it used to be in Latin, audire est facere, means to dare is to do. And it's in doing that you show your passion and allegiance. Now, I'm not saying this is like our Bible passage, okay? Because it's not about daring. Jesus is calling us to do based upon trust in him. It's not about daring, it's about who do you trust? Do you trust God enough to do what he tells you to do? Okay, enough of Tottenham. They're a great side. Champions League, yes, next season. Okay, that's it, I've finished. Both buildings are tested, okay? The start of verse 25 and verse 27 are exactly the same. The rains fell, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house. Both are exactly the same. Both men had their houses tested by rains, floods and wind. And the foundations were tested through these storms. We're living in difficult times, aren't we? We thought COVID was hard, and then war, and then the crisis with energy prices and food prices and everything's going up. We live in challenging times, and you may have found yourselves in these days questioning the foundation of your life, questioning your purposes, questioning what you're living for. These have been days where we have been tested. And the secular worldview where God is taken out of the equation, where we look for pleasure within ourselves and purpose within ourselves and self-improvement is cracking at the seams. There is a theory, and we can all buy into this, that we're on this pathway. Technology is getting better. Everything is getting better. If we work harder, we as a nation will move forwards. And I think COVID has showed us, and the fact that we're in war and there's still people dying and there's stuff going on in the States, it shows us that actually this projection is not true. We're not just on a projection of improving life. Because actually the same problems are still here and the same problems of sin are still here. And maybe the reason this season that we're living in has been so tough is because the things you're trusting in have been tested. And it's made you think, actually, am I trusting and working on the right things? Am I giving my life to things that will last? Trust will be tested. Whatever you choose to trust in will be tested. But Jesus here is not talking about the storms of life particularly. He's talking about final judgment. One day we will all stand before God Almighty. We will all stand there. And our lives will be judged by the foundation that we've laid, by how we've built our life. One day there will be no bargaining. There will be no grand scales of good versus evil deeds that we're trying to balance. The question will be whether you've built your life upon Jesus. And if you truly did this, you will live your life that pleases him. You will do what he asks of you. Whatever you trust will be tested. One stands through the storm. The rains came, the waters came, the flood slammed against the house, and one stood firm. The other collapsed. And great was the fall of it. Like that block seven, just collapsed. And the difference between the houses was whether Jesus' teaching was lived out or not. And as a church, we've been on this journey through the Sermon on the Mount. And we called it Live It Out, because this is actually the challenge of this sermon. Will you live it out? It's not how hard you will try, but it's about who you will trust. The life that God's calling believers to live is not an easy one. It's called a narrow road, a hard way, a life of sacrifice, a life of being changed and transformation. It will involve saying no to some things that may alienate you from other people. But it all boils down to this. Will you trust God? That's what it boils down to. Will you trust him? For the disciples gathered on that hillside and the crowds that were there, they were astonished at Jesus' teaching. You can no doubt sense the tangible awe as he led them through this teaching. They were amazed because he taught with authority, unlike the other religious leaders. What does this mean? Because Jesus taught in a memorable way. He used humor, pictorial language, everyday examples. He used hyperbole. He exaggerated things. But what they had observed and captivated them was Jesus' ability to point them to God by pointing at himself. He says, "You have heard it said," and then quotes the Bible, and then says, "But I say to you, I say to you." Jesus didn't say, "But God says to you," but "I say to you." In John's Gospel, Jesus shocks the crowds when he says this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and you drink his blood, you have no life in you." Now, we might understand that a little bit more with our because we live in a different time. But for them, that was truly shocking. And this statement caused many to stop following Jesus. Many turned back, it says. And Jesus turns to his disciples and he says, do you want to go as well? And Peter answers and he says, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and come to know that you are the Holy One of God." He knew that though those words were hard to hear and he didn't fully understand them, he knew that this was Jesus who had the words to eternal life, and he was one he needed to trust. They recognized that what they most deeply desired was Jesus. And the demands of discipleship that may seem hard and radical, they were just to trust in him. When the Pharisees and chief priests met to discuss how to deal with Jesus, who was causing them trouble, the officers reported to them, John 7:46, "No one ever spoke like this man. No one." Why? Because he was the Son of God. Because he was the Son of God. His wisdom was not from below, it was from above. And we have the decision of how we respond to Jesus with and the demands of following him. We can be astonished at his teaching. Wow, this is amazing teaching. But that would just be building your life on sand. We need to, like Peter and the other disciples, we need to say, "God, I will follow you. I will follow you. I recognize that you have the words of eternal life." Jesus would show his goodness to us by dying on the cross, by taking the wrath of God that we deserve, and he took it upon himself. It is in him that is life, and life in all its fullness. It's only in him. The messages we hear from the world are that it's not found in God, it's found in other things. It's found here, it's found here, it's found here. But Jesus says, life is found in me, only me. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those called according to his purpose. For those who love God and trust in him by following his ways, we're promised that all things work together for good. God wants to work his good purposes in your life. And they will come about as you choose to trust him and obey him and follow him. Only one house stands, the house of the one who trusts in Jesus and seeks to do what he says. Will you trust him? Will you trust him that his way is best? When you read your Bible and it challenges the way you live your life, will you say, "Okay, God, I choose to trust you. I choose to follow you. I choose that way." Even when it's hard, even when you don't like his commands, even when you'd rather do something else, will you say, "God, I trust in you because you're good"? Our faith in Jesus is to be a living and active faith, impacting our daily decisions. It's easy to sing songs on a Sunday. It's much easier to live out the demands of discipleship on a Tuesday morning. This is what it means to follow Jesus, to do what he says. And today there's a choice that lies before us. Now there is grace. There is grace. I want to say this before, because this is a challenging message, but we live by grace. And if you know, hey, I've not been living that way. There is grace for you to come before him and say, God, I'm sorry that I haven't lived my life that way. Would you help me to live differently? There is grace. We are a people of grace, not condemnation. But I believe this morning there's a challenge for us. There's a choice that lies before us. Will we choose to live a life of faith and trust in him, or will we choose something else? Whether that's partial trust or whether that's kind of mixing, you know, we live in a society where people like to mix their beliefs, don't they? Oh, I like this about Jesus, but I don't like this, so I kind of think he might be like this. No, it says in here what he's like. We can't pick and choose. So, and I believe there's three sort of challenges to us this morning. Maybe today you feel like you're standing on a cliff edge. You sense that God is calling you away from the life you've lived. But the step of faith seems so hard. And I just want to encourage you this morning that to step forward in faith with the good God is the safest step you can possibly make. For others, you know this morning that you've not been truly trusting God, that you've not been living out his teaching. You know there's areas where you're not pleasing him. You're struggling with it. And I believe God wants to come and meet you this morning as Father and remind you of his love for you and his pleasure over you and to reassure you that this is the best way. I want to challenge you. Will you trust him to change and shape your life in the area that you're struggling? Will you trust him? And finally, that some of us here today have just started to allow our trust in God to go into the things of this world. Pensions, financial security, job security. And those things are causing you great uncertainty and stress and worry. And God wants to call you back to trusting in him first and foremost. I'm going to invite the band back. As I was preparing this message, I really felt that the key for us today is faith in the goodness of God. Because actually, if you believe in the goodness of God, you're happy to make those decisions which you don't understand because you believe God's good. God's good. He's got good plans. So we're going to respond by singing a new song that we've not sung before, but it speaks about God's goodness. Reminds us of God's goodness in the past, and it reminds us that God will be good to us today. And I want to invite you, just as you, to respond to him in your heart. Say, God, I want to trust you. I choose to trust you today. I choose to live that life. And it may be that you need to make a decision today about some changes that you're going to make. Maybe you need to make a decision to talk to someone about that area you're struggling with. Maybe you need someone just to help you in those worries and concerns you've got about finances and other things. You need to make a decision today to make an active step in choosing to follow God.